At the Hogemeyer Hybrids Field Day, we're going to visit with Dr. Elwin Taylor, who is the professor of agricultural meteorology at Iowa State University. Elwin, we had the USDA reports out this morning, and have you had a chance to look at those numbers?
Only got a quick look at them because, of course, they came out while I was driving in the car, so all I see is what you see on the little pocket device that picks up things. But with 44 bushels for the national yield expected on the soybean, 165, as I recall, for the corn.
The big question is, what is this hot weather that's really stretching all across the Midwest and the Southeast area as well? What is this doing to yields right now?
Basically, across the Corn Belt, hotter than usual weather in the latter half of July and through August is a yield reducer, even if it's not a drought condition. And where it's droughty, it's a yield tragedy. But even under otherwise ideal conditions, hotter than usual weather does cut the yield back from what you would expect otherwise.
You commented in your remarks here this morning on corn that you think it could be a two-bushel decrease from what we heard today?
That's where we're at right now. Of course, it could be a bigger decrease than that. I doubt that the decrease will disappear, however. And so I think that the USDA estimate, this first one that came out, will be on the high side of the actual yield, and that's because of the temperature. And last year, when the same thing was the announcement came out, I said that was on the low side. That was also because we were running cooler than usual, but not so cold that the crop couldn't grow well.
What about on the soybeans then? Do they like this hot weather?
Well, soybeans are a puzzle to me. They're smarter than I am, so I'm not going to make too big a comment on that. I kind of look at the soybean condition report rather than just the weather reports and weather forecasts on them and see what condition the soybeans are in as we get into September. And that has done a pretty good job of using that USDA report of condition and then just looking over the past for your area. Look at the condition reports, you can see them, and see how your yields came out for the conditions as they existed in those first 2 weeks of September.
And of course, in your home state of Iowa, the corn is really had kind of a tough year there with a lot of excess moisture in a lot of areas. I was talking to some farmers there this week who were saying probably in southwest Iowa anyway, maybe a 5 to 10% drop in yields there. Of course, Iowa produces a lot of corn.
Iowa does indeed. And there's some problems, different problems in different parts of the state. In fact, in north central, it's hard to find a year that looked better than it looks now, even though they had some problems at the beginning. So this will be a mixed bag across the state of Iowa this year.
Now, you also mentioned this morning that we are moving into or just recently moved into a La Nina pattern. So what is that going to mean going forward?
La Nina is basically not been the friend of the Midwest farmer. It sort of turns temperature loose to extremes, both on the cold side and on the hot side. And often these extremes are over a period of several weeks rather than over a whole season. And so with extremes, the crops don't do as well. It's usually a bit of a setback. Sometimes our worst droughts are accompanied with a La Nina, but just because there's a La Nina does not mean you'll have a drought.
Could mean a drier harvest, though, for the Midwest?
That's the positive side of it. To have a La Nina that might be a little bit on the warm side and the dry side as we get into harvest time would really be a relief for a lot of us around the Midwest.
So looking a little longer range, then you could say with the La Nina pattern that the winter might be a little more extreme?
Extreme would be, I guess, the right way to say it, except that, golly, it's been so extreme the last 4 years as well, with record snowfall this past winter. We'll have to look at extremes from a different standpoint. I would say La Nina will make this a more extreme temperature variation in the winter. I wouldn't expect it to be any more extreme on snowfall than it was this past winter, which was an El Nino winter.
Elwin, we've discussed climate change before, and with all the things happening in the world, with the big drought and hot weather in Russia, with what's going on in India and Pakistan, with excess rain, China, Canada. Is climate change taking place, and is this a sign of it, or is this just kind of normal weather around the world?
Well, one thing we know is that the climate always changes, whether people cause it or not. So a changing climate is definitely going on. Now, climate change usually implies that people are the main driving force behind it, and we don't really know the extent that that's playing in what we're seeing right now. But we do know that we're in a condition of changing climate. Whether we can attribute all of what we're seeing right now to climate change, I don't know. And by saying that, that says that it could swing the other way. If it's climate change, it'll just go the way it's going and keep doing it more so. And if it's changing climate rather than climate change, it will go back the other way as we go over a period of a few years. So it remains to be seen. Climate change or changing climate, at least it's changing climate.